USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
The U.S. economy added 390,000 jobs in May, extending the year-long streak of strong gains, the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. The president addresses the nation following the release of that May jobs report, and the president was asked why inflation is so high, and once again, he's blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
Republicans argue inflation has been rising since President Biden took office, instead blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year. The president with nothing else on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Supreme Court will issue new draft opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion. An illegally leaked draft opinion last month indicated a majority of the justices were ready to overturn Roe. Iowa law enforcement officials have identified the two women killed by a gunman outside of an Ames, Iowa church Thursday night as 22-year-old Eden Montag and 21-year-old Vivian Flores. Both were students at Iowa State University who were at church for a Bible study program. The shooter, identified as 33-year-old Jonathan Whitlatch, killed himself. Story County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald saying the incident occurred days after Montag ended a relationship with Whitlatch, who had been arrested 2 days before but posted bond and was released. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A big-time investment CEO is warning about a possible recession on the horizon.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's, you better brace yourself.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kellogg's is victorious in a lawsuit centered around chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. The lawsuit claimed it defrauded customers about the content of its frosted chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. On Thursday, a U.S. district judge rejected the claim that Kellogg's labeling included a large image showing a chunk of fudge, saying it did not violate federal and state consumer protection laws. At least three federal judges have dismissed lawsuits around claims that the food maker lied on its product's packaging. Actor Johnny Depp and musician Jeff Beck are set to release a new album together, Beck making the announcement on Thursday, just days after Depp won his high-profile defamation case against ex-wife Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.